B-Pod Studios.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Misnelli Show. The 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDER, or visit GUIDA.com. Sal Powell is going to join us at 5:15. We'll get his view on this Eagle policy to cut the public practice viewing to one and charge for it. Also, the news today, the Chicago White Sox are the first team that will extend their netting from foul pole to foul pole, as advocated by Tyrone Johnson many weeks ago, because that's where that actually happened, the foul ball that hit the girl, right?
No, it happened in Houston.
Oh, it happened in Houston?
Yeah, they were already planning on it.
Oh, the White Sox. Okay, so the White Sox are taking the lead. Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense for the White Sox, because all they do is foul balls off anyway. They never put anything in play. 12 and a half out of first place.
Not for years.
That team is like the ultimate stepchild, isn't it?
Yes.
Nobody cares about them. They're in a bad area and a south side, and you know?
And what was the last?
To play for the White
Sox. It's been a while now since they won.
Yeah, there's like
they won before the Cubs did.
There's like no buzz for the White Sox.
None at all.
They have a stud, though. Pitcher.
What's
you ever heard of this guy? Lucas Giolito. Oh, that's a nice. Italiano. He's 10-1 with a 2.22 ERA. This dude out of nowhere. Let's see what he's. That's 95 strikeouts to 26 walks. 10.6 strikeouts per 9 innings. His WHIP is .95.
Wow. I'm not watching
this. It's a total secret in baseball. Nobody even knows about him.
I'm not watching much White Sox.
Lucas Giolito. I think he's a Cali kid. Back to the phones with Sean in Washington, D.C. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, Mike, maybe I'm a little over dramatic here because I'm used to dealing with Redskins fans who have a terrible owner, but what more do these billionaire owners need? I mean, first, they preseason tickets are full price, which is ridiculous. They make money on the parking for any stadium event there. Why do we need to price out people now for even practice?
To me, there's no reason for it. They veil it. Like, we're going to charge you, but it's all going to go to charity. Give them free. Like, you pick up the charity money and give the fans the freebie. People that go to these practices, they're taking their kids.
I think you hit it on the head earlier, too. They potentially get the tax break on the donation when they donate the money to charity, not you personally. So
yes, they get the tax donation. You're right. They get the tax exemption. And plus, they make a little money on the concessions. Concessions will be open, won't they?
Oh, I think mm-hmm. so. It seems like you had so much more access to the players and everything in Lehigh. And I understand that I guess a lot of the organization thought it was easier to bring it back to the stadium. But it just seems like it never ends. Between the Sixers, the Eagles, all these owners, they want new stadiums. They want. But they take everything from the
fans. I understand. They don't need to buy goodwill with their fan base now because they want a Super Bowl. I get it. But to me, that's more of a reason why you give goodwill.
Yeah, I totally hear you. I think we're on the same page here. But thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. You got it. I mean, listen, in their all scope of things, it's not like a mortal sin. Natalie.
No, it is definitely not a mortal sin.
It's a venial sin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is a sin.
Maybe there should be some.
Uses that all the time. That's a sin. It's a sin. We had the deer, you know, the paw, the foot, the hoof. The hoof. We got to cut it off. That's a sin, Ma.
Now, people are saying that this is tracking the sellout, so that means that you're wrong.
What?
On social media, this practice looks like they're going to sell, going to have even more people than they had in the past. I can't imagine sitting in the upper deck to watch a practice, but people are going to do it. So that means, you must be wrong. I'm looking at social media. It's tracking the sellout. I could barely get three seats together. So.
Well, I thought it was going to sell. That's not really the point. The point, I'm trying to protect you from paying $10.
Well, and why?
It was going to sell it either way. Well, you know?
And they sprung this on the fans, too. It's not like this everybody knew that this was going to happen this
like
year.
Like last night.
And today.
Or earlier today.
Literally, when they put the tickets on sale was when kind of everybody found out that they were paying for them now, this year.
Tim McManus wrote something about it. I think it was last night.
I have it right here. I have his story right here.
And when was that posted? Does it say the time? It might not.
Tuesday, June 18th.
Okay,
so posted today.
Yeah, there it is.
Tickets will be $10. Money will go to the Eagles Autism Challenge, which raises funds for autism research. All right, that dilutes the angst, you know? And it's done strategically that way. But still, you know.
But I'm sure there were families who were planning on going down to the free practices.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Because it's free.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
See, now if you have to take a party of five down, you have to pay $50, even though it's going to charity. That's $50 you don't have to donate to charity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Ricky in Southwest Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ricky.
Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Rick?
I got two horrible good movies.
Yeah, go ahead.
First one is Money Talks with Chris Tucker.
Money Talks, Chris Tucker? I don't think I've ever seen that.
Watched that a dozen times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a horrible movie. Okay.
Oh my God. And the second one, The Big Hit with Mark Wahlberg.
The Big Hit?
Mark Wahlberg.
Never seen that. What's The Big Hit?
Oh my God. It's Mark Wahlberg and a gang of his friends are like contract killers and they work for this guy and it's just awful. Like,
really? I didn't even hear of it.
This one might be worse than Mark Wahlberg's rap career.
All right, well, see, but the point is, you keep going back to it?
Can't stop. I watch Matt in the basement with the lights off. No one else. Just me.
I haven't even heard of this movie. Affable hitman Melvin Smiley is constantly being scammed by his cutthroat colleagues in the life-ending business. So he and his fellow assassins kidnapped the daughter of an electronics mogul. Oh, I got it. All right.
Gotta watch it, Mike.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I got a Sixers question, and maybe I can sneak an Eagles one in. But for the Sixers, how you don't think we should go after Klay Thompson, even with the injury?
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I would go after Klay Thompson. He'd be able to play next year. Kevin Durant won't be able to play next year. Klay Thompson would be a definite that I would go after. But I'm not even like, you know, I didn't bring his name up because it's probably unlikely that he would come here.
I mean, you rallied the troops from Bryce Harper, rallied the troops for Klay, man.
Yeah, Klay. But Klay, like, I don't even think he's ever been to the East Coast, except when he played the Knicks and the Sixers a couple times. Yeah. He doesn't look like an East Coast dude. Now, Durant, different. He's from D.C.
I wouldn't take Durant. He's like Jamie Lannister, man. I can't trust him.
Jamie Lannister.
I can't.
Yeah, but Jamie Lannister became trustable, didn't he? He's trustable. And, like, I'm ready to go into the final season now. And Jamie Lannister's an upstanding guy.
Oh, well, you're ahead of us now. Nally and
I. Oh, he changed. Once he got the paw cut off, he changed. Well, maybe not.
I mean, I don't know. That's what Ty said. You're ahead of us.
You're ahead of us now.
Well, yeah, I got the last episode of season 7.
You're in the thick of it.
So you only have 7 left.
7 left.
Yeah, a couple of
minutes. I can't wait for you to get to the end.
Why?
Because I just can't wait to see what you think of it. Are you going to finish it by next weekend?
I'm perplexed now.
Why?
Well, I'm perplexed who's going to get the throne. Because now it's... Well, I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it. But now I know who the heir to the Iron Throne is. It's been revealed.
Right.
But I don't think he gets it.
Hmm.
All right. So, and I don't know the ending. And I don't want to know the ending. All right. Let's go to Omar at the barbershop. What's up, Omar?
What's happening, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I don't know. This show was on fire today, man.
Man on fire.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. We leave it in gentlemen. But what's wrong with Ty Jerome from Virginia? He is a perfect fit.
I like him. I don't think he's ready to contribute right away.
He is, man. He's the smartest guard in the draft.
He's smart. I love the way he plays. I don't think he's physically mature enough to contribute in his first year.
He's ready. He's been single.
I wouldn't be disappointed with him because he'll never hurt you as a player. I don't know if he'll be a star player.
He's
smart. He can shoot it a little bit. He can pass. But his shoulders to me right now aren't broad enough to contribute at that position.
Yeah, you got to put him in the fire. You got to put him man on fire. He's in the fire. There you go.
Yeah. I saw one mock trade. You know what they have in today? They have the other one. Kyle Guy was in working out.
Right.
They might wind up with both of them.
I got two actors who had the two worst movies that you got to watch every time they come on.
Who's that?
Patrick Swayze is the owner of two, and Kevin Costner is the owner of two.
Well, see, you know, like, Costner surprises you every now and then.
You got to watch Robin Hood.
But Swayze,
you got to watch Robin Hood. You gotta watch it.
No. He's had his bad moments. Don't get me wrong.
Movie, but you gotta watch it.
Yeah, no, that's Robin Hood's not my type of movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that. That one in Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp was terrible, but every time I gotta watch it.
Well, it wasn't called Wyatt Earp, right? Was it called Wyatt Earp? Well, he was bad in The Untouchables too. Costner.
Untouchables was worse than Wyatt Earp.
Untouchables was pretty bad, man. Yeah, his car was pretty bad.
You know what it takes to place above the rim?
What's that?
New Jack City. New Jack City was terrible.
New Jack City? I don't know. I kind of like New Jack City.
That's not true!
I kind of like New Jack City. It's his brother's keeper.
Tyrone, that's definitely true. New Jack City, terrible.
No, Tyrone likes it. Tyrone likes New Jack City.
We all like it. That's why you keep watching it, but it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it terrible?
No. I am my brother's keeper. Check, double check now. That's too rockabout. No, it's a good movie.
What's that guy? What's the actor's name that played the other guy?
Alan Payne.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Pennsauken's own.
He's from Pennsauken?
Yeah, G Money. Yeah.
G Money's from Pennsauken?
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah. He still used to come back when I was like a teenager. I played ball against G Money.
Go ahead.
At the court. Yeah. He's still from the Dallaire section, which was the rival of my section, was the Malton Pike section. And Dallaire, he's from that part of Pennsauken. Yeah.
You think I want that, skeezer? All right. Anyway, let's talk about this Eagle thing with a man who covers the NFL and knows that only two teams charge, and Eagles are one of them now for a practice. His name is Sal Paltonio, ESPN's NFL reporter. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Sal Pal, how are we feeling today?
I'm doing all right, Mike. You know, I'm still trying to knock down my open opportunities just like you, you know.
I got you. And busy season's coming up. It's coming up soon.
No, we got 6 weeks off, Mike, you know.
All right. Well,
the season comes soon enough. We just just finished the off-season program. I'm kind of surprised. Really am. I'm shocked, actually, that the Eagles would charge fans for the practice at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, I realize it's for charity. Mm-hmm. It's for the Eagles Autism Challenge. But, I think in this particular case, you got to separate church and state. I mean, you know, people want to donate to the Eagles Autism Challenge, and they did that. You know, we were part of it on SportsCenter. You saw me on the bike with Doug Peterson, and we promoted it like crazy. It's a very worthy cause, and I know $5 to $10 is not much. But I think the open practice should be different. It should be the start of the season, start of the summer, everybody gets to go and watch the team. To cut it down from two to one is also not good. Remember, one of them was Military Appreciation Day at Lincoln Financial Field. Uh-huh. So, I'm not in favor of it. I'm really not.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I'm talking about it today. I think it pulls the team more away from the fans in an era where teams are being pulled away more from fans and separated that way. And to me, that was a bonding thing.
Let me give it. Yes, it is a bonding thing. You know, and it was a tremendous bonding thing when it was up at Lehigh. You know, when you were up there, you were up there. You did shows up there.
Yeah, we did shows. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we did shows together, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing like it. It was like we all went away to camp with the team.
Yes.
And you had you were up close and personal. The players would go along the fence line and take pictures and do autographs. And they would sing to the players like T.O. And it was just a beautiful experience. And now you only have invited guests. That's all you have at NovaCare. If you're not an invited guest, you're not getting to go. And so they had those two practices. But let me give you a number, Michael, that blew me away when I heard it last year at ESPN. ESPN has every year they have a sort of a breakdown up in Bristol, Connecticut, going into the NFL season. And this just blew me away. And it was one of the reasons why we, you know, redoubled our efforts to make it clear that we wanted to be connected to NFL fans. And that is that only 5% of those people who count themselves as fans of an NFL team actually go to an NFL game.
Wow.
That's the lowest of any of the four major sports. Now, what's the reason for that? One, number one overall, there's not that many games. There's only eight home games. Ten if you've got preseason. Two, the games are really expensive. The tickets have never been more expensive. That's two. And three, they're only on one day of the week, Sunday. And people have, you know, listen, you want to be home on Sunday watching all the games, so people stay home and watch them. So those are the three major reasons. And 5%. So when you close down a practice, you don't go from 2-1 and you start charging people, you're really taking the game away from the fans, especially this summer when number 11 is coming back. I think it was a wrong move.
Yeah, they want to see him. Obviously.
Sure.
Now we're
only have 5% of the fans going to the games. Of course they want to see
it. Yeah, here's the thing. It's sold out already. Well, we're checking on it. It's sold out.
Of course it was going to be sold out. I mean, absolutely. But that's because there's only one.
Now somebody said that one of the reasons maybe they've done this is because there were a lot of complaints that people were gobbling up the free tickets and then selling them on eBay.
Well, for $5 or $10, you're still going to sell them.
Yeah. But you know, people were charging a lot because, you know, people got desperate to go to the practice, and so they became a money-making venture for certain people.
But if you reduce it from 2-1, now you make it more of a big ticket item.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I don't understand the logic behind it.
I'd have five practices at Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah.
If you want to have five practices at Lincoln Financial Field and charge $5 a head, you know, I'm for more practices that are open to the general public. I think they don't have too many at NovaCare.
I agree with you. To shut out fans is not a good thing in any sport.
Look what's happening to baseball, Mike.
Yeah.
Look what's happening to baseball right before our very eyes, a sport we grew up with.
All right, now, you know, we haven't had you on in a while, so
no,
I want to get.
No, but I've been listening to Goose.
All right, so we haven't talked to you about the Carson Wentz contract and many other elements of the camp. So first of all, the Carson Wentz deal. What was your view on that?
Well, it's not a guarantee of anything. There have been well over a dozen $100 million contracts handed out to quarterbacks in the NFL. The Eagles are the only team in the NFL who have handed out $100 million quarterbacks contracts to three quarterbacks: Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, and now Carson Wentz. No other team has done that. Packers had two with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. So of all of those quarterbacks who have gotten $100 million contracts, and there have been well over a dozen, only one guy has won a Super Bowl after signing the $100 million quarterback. That's Ben Roethlisberger in 2008. So it's a guarantee of nothing in terms of success. It's a guarantee of nothing. There's no history of it being a guarantee of anything.
But does it make any sense to you logistically that they would get in a little early, or would you have waited a year?
That's the big question. You know, they forced themselves into having no plan B. So there was really no sense in waiting, but it was of their own making, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no plan B, right? If they're not going to sign Carson now or, you know, next year, what are we doing? You know, then you're starting over. And the only reason why that's the case is because they don't have a plan B. And most teams don't. They had one and they let it go with Nick Foles, but they really didn't have any choice. So the bottom line is they had to pay him. The question was when. And so whether you wait or not really doesn't matter, because in terms of cap space, it really doesn't hurt them. And they've structured the deal so that they can spend elsewhere on other players. I don't think they're done finding other players for this team this season. They haven't been in the past 2 years. Howie Roseman still looks to go upgrade the roster as he's done in the past, and I think that they will still do that. I think the focus will be on defense, probably corner, maybe a pass rusher. I think that they're not done, and it gives them some flexibility. From that standpoint, I think it's a smart move. You know, you got to bet, right? You're making a bet. You're betting on Carson Wentz. He's betting on himself because the contract isn't as big as it would be if he had waited, and the Eagles are betting on him because their thinking is, okay, listen, he's our guy. We're all in. We might as well give him the money, make the statement to him and to the team.
Do you expect a monster year by this team? Right now, from what you've seen through camp, I know we haven't seen a lot, but what's the general vibe that you have?
I expect a monster year from this team, Michael. Absolutely. This team is absolutely loaded up. One. Two, I love the off-season approach that the head coach put into place from the first day that they met. Let me take you behind the scenes of what Doug Peterson said to the team in the first meeting that they had in the off-season program. And he laid it out for people. And he told them, listen, you know, we've got to lay the foundation now. We want to make the playoffs 3 straight years. How many teams right now in the NFL have made the playoffs 3 or more seasons in a row? Just two of the 32. The Patriots and the Chiefs. Nobody else. The Patriots do it because they got a cupcake division. And the Chiefs did it with Alex Smith, and then they got lucky with Patrick Mahomes. And I think they're going to have difficulty getting back to the playoffs, but that's neither here nor there. I do. Right. I really do. Because the loss of Kareem, but, you know, it's very, very, very hard in the NFL to make the playoffs 3 straight years. Uh-huh. He told them, one, we got to eliminate pre-snap penalties. We were very bad in that situation all year long. Number two, turnovers. You know, the Eagles had -6 turnover ratio in 2018, which was the worst among the 12 playoff teams. Mm. That's unbelievable that they actually made the playoffs at -6 and won a playoff game and had New Orleans on the ropes going into the second half. It's just amazing to me. And third, he told them, listen, if we don't reduce the big passing plays, we won't be able to get back to the playoffs. You know, they started a league-high 13 different players in the defensive secondary in 2018 and allowed 60 completions of at least 20 yards or more, which was second most in the NFL. Again, remarkable that they made it to the second round of the playoffs with those numbers, considering that they had to change quarterbacks in the middle of the stream for the second straight year, which is a testament to just how good Doug Peterson and that coaching staff is.
All right, quickly, are we talking 12 or 13 wins?
Oh, Michael, it's all about number 11 staying healthy because Nick Foles is not.
He stays healthy. He stays healthy. 12, 13?
I'm looking at 12.
All right.
What are you looking at? We'll see.
I need a little more time.
Well, you know, it's a little early.
I got 11 right now.
All right, well, that's pretty close.
It's not 12.
I mean, we'll 11. Go through it in August.
We'll go through it.
We'll go through it game by game. Can I give you my 5 movies?
Yeah, go ahead. The 5 bad movies that you have to watch?
No, here's the five bad movies that I have to watch. And the category for me personally, I've been married 40 years. So the category is my wife will not allow me to watch them if she's in the room, like the remote, she grabs the remote away from me.
All right, what are they?
These are movies I must watch. So I actually get up from the couch and go to another room to watch these movies. Number one is Under Siege, Dark Territory. No question. Number two, with Casey Ryback, come on, it's the best. Training Day is number, no, this is definitely on the list.
Training Day, good movie.
Training Day, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one that's not as obvious as most others. Snatched. I love that movie.
Snatched. That's the Guy Ritchie movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
That's a very good movie.
Yeah. Goodfellas, of course. Uh-huh. But number one overall, and this is the one where I get the nuclear eye roll from the old lady, absolutely, and I get escorted out of the room by the police, is Midnight Run. I got to watch it.
You gave me 5 great movies. Well, not Under Siege, not a great movie. But I mean, the other 4 are very, very good movies. They're good. They're just the old lady doesn't like you watching them.
No tolerance.
All right.
Zero tolerance policy.
All right. You got it. Sal Powell, we'll talk to you.
All right,
there's Sal Powell on the Comcast. It's Under Siege. Casey Ryback is Seagal. But the Under Siege would be third on the Seagal list of movies. That well, doesn't have the same...
It's definitely behind Mark for Death.
It's behind Mark for Death, and it's behind After Justice.
I got you.
All right, we're late for a break. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll update the Twitter poll, final Twitter poll. We'll get calls until we get the sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, it's time for our final Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers, you're looking to repower a zero turn or walk beyond Mauer. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Over 3,300 votes on today's poll. Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris will cost $60+ million for the Sixers to keep at max contract level. The cap space available is currently estimated to be around $65 million. Should the Sixers offer the max to keep both? 42% say yes, both. 4% say no, neither. 51% say only Jimmy Butler. 3% say only Tobias Harris. And then we did add the other poll, which was, is Con Air too good of a movie to be considered a good, bad movie? And over 800 votes on this one. 45% said yes, 55% said no.
Yeah,
so
Con Air,
that's close, though.
No, I forgot about the scene in which a plane crashes into a casino.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it's a motorcycle fire trucks chase scene. I forgot about that particular sequence. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And real fast, Booney pointed out with the Eagles charity, because he participated in, you had to raise $500 just to participate in their autism in their autism challenge. Shouldn't those people that raised $500 already get some free tickets?
Yep, they should. Two reviews on that song by what's the name? Easy somebody? Easy Life.
Yeah.
One said, "That's trash, Mike. Ain't nobody popping in that car for a ride. Stop." And we had another guy who says, "Brother Approval." Yes, that song is great. Love it. Smooth beat. So there you go. Let's take one call. Anite. To take a couple calls. Anite and Alny are on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anite.
What's going on, Mike?
How you doing, Anite?
I'm good. I just got a Sixers comment and a football comment.
Mm-hmm.
Sixers comment. Do you think college player, I think his name's Taco.
Taco Fall.
I believe he's taller than Embiid. I don't know if he's like 7'6".
He's 7'6", and he can touch the rim without jumping.
Okay. Yeah. You think he could replace Boban and come off the bench as a center for Embiid and then also in the load management night?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, his coordination is not NBA quality. He would be a freak show.
Okay.
In my view, now he'll probably get drafted because his wingspan is like, he'll block shots, but you can't play him like in a position of a backup center.
Okay. And my football comments for you, Mike, Natalie, and Tyrone. What do you think about OJ getting on Twitter and posting that he's got some getting even to do?
Yeah, I don't really pay that much attention to what OJ does, but I did read that where he's on Twitter.
Yes, wild.
What?
His first video was addressing how Khloe Kardashian wasn't his daughter. That's been a rumor that's been out there.
Oh, all right. So
he's going through.
He quashed it.
Yeah, and he talked bad about a guy who was claiming to be his manager. OJ's on like a revenge tour, which is a little scary.
Whatever. Jason in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason.
Mike, how you doing, man?
What's up, Jason?
My call,
how you doing?
good. A couple quick points. First, the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I agree with Sal. If Carson stays healthy, yes, I say 12 wins is a a number to shoot for.
Mm-hmm.
And out of anybody, I'm looking for a big comeback year from Corey Clement. I think he's quietly been untalked about, and I'm looking for a big season from him. On golf, I'm in the seafood business, man, so I'm normally up by 5 to be in by 6 in South Philly, and I look forward to the British Open to be on early in the morning, earlier in the day on the weekend.
But yeah, I like that, awesome, too.
Awesome having the U.S. Open primetime this year, and just on the big screen TV and the views and the sounds, it was
I'm telling you, I got golfed out. Yeah, I was watching that for like forever, like a 10-hour jaunt. Seriously.
It did start early. That's true. It did start early, but you know, you got to pace yourself.
I mean, I had to wait 3 hours for the leaders to tee off while I was watching it.
I hear you. Hey, last thing, man. I got to call you and Tyrone out a little bit, especially Tyrone on your, I think, a terrible take on the Jacks and their St. Louis Blues story last week. I don't know if you guys just found out about it when they won the Cups and didn't know some of the storyline behind it, but these guys are all Flyers fans. They're all Phillies fans. They had an experience that, you know, is just unbelievable.
I didn't even know about it. First of all, it only came to light when the media started covering it. But what was so remarkable about the story, dude? Listen, I know you're probably friends with these guys, but what was so remarkable?
Honestly, I work with a lady who has a husband there, but I'm not affiliated with
them. What was so remarkable about that story?
The fact that 5 St. Louis Blues went into their private club, they have key stakes.
And so what? Do you express your undying loyalty because 5 guys walked into your joint? Come on. Let's take a break. I had enough of that story. Coming back, sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. Write this number down in case you want to use the sound off line in the future. 610-771-9705. And you got something to say. It's a good number to have handy because you can publish your thought right away and we may make it to, you know, larger than life on the big show. Let's see what we got today on Sound Off.
Watched the Braves last night and come to the realization that there's no chance for playoffs this year. That Braves team's too good, and I think wild card wise there'll be other teams better. But we got to keep building and hope we get some good people in here that we compete with the likes of the Dodgers and the Braves.
Oh my God. You're already accepting the fact that the Phillies aren't going to make it in the playoffs? What? I'm not accepting that fact. It might not happen, but I can't accept it. Put the heat on the front office to make it happen.
I don't want Tobias Harris coming back. What did he do for this team? Oh, that's right. Nothing. Why would we bring back a guy who didn't do a single thing that he was supposed to do when he came to this team? He could have not been here, and the result would have been exactly the same. He was a waste. Bring him back.
You're sure changing Tobias a little bit. Tobias helped out. Got a nice blend with them.
First it was no banners at the bat, right? Then they took my hoagie off me, right? Now they're going to charge me to watch them practice. That's like watching paint dry. Man, this organization, they're out their minds.
Yeah, it was so off-putting that they sold out in record time.
Yeah, and he was doing a fake voice. I think he was trying to be sarcastic, saying that it's not a big deal. And that's what some people are doing. I think that was a fake. Because the way he said Hoagie wasn't
Hoagie.
He was making fun of Eagles fans.
He was making fun of Eagles fans, and
So he was like a non-Eagle fan trying to slide in.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
All right, I got you.
I'm really upset with the Philadelphia Eagles, man. I'm really upset that they're charging, after years and years of not charging people to watch the open practices. Don't they understand that the people that's coming to these open practices for free, that's their own charity. That's a charity alone.
It's funny, like the veiled tax deduction they get out of this, because they're actually opening their house for an event that they're not literally charging for.
Right.
You can take that tax deduction for the electric that's used, the water that's used, all that stuff, so it's deductible.
It's funny that you mentioned Steven Seagal. His three best movies are Under Siege, Out for Justice, and Above the Law. There were a movie or two in his career where he did take some blows, but not many. I have every one of his movies, Mike. I don't know why, because he's the worst actor maybe I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, in Out for Justice, he lights up at least 100 people and does not take a blow early. Not even from behind. Like in that pool scene, there's a guy surrounding him. He didn't even take a blow from behind. Like somebody hit him over the head with a Q-stick.
It's ridiculous. And he's in Russia right now doing the same thing at 350. 350 pounds. Jet black hair still.
350 pounds?
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, no.
But he's going around beating up these Russians because he's some Russian. But the Russians aren't really fighting him. They're just standing there, and he's making demonstrations. He's cool with Putin somehow.
How could you be like a martial artist at one point in your life and blow up the 350 pounds?
Oh, yeah, he's 350.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I just saw that the Eagles have one open practice this year for the public at $10 per head, which will go toward autism. Jeffrey Lurie should step up. The Eagles are a money-making machine. He should match with his fans.
That would be nice, but you don't need the fans' money. Make the donation and tell the fans to get him for free. Would have been nicer.
Just wondering, with the trade with Anthony Davis and with what LeBron's doing with the Lakers, do you think that's why Magic left? Just because of the way LeBron can take over a team and perhaps LeBron make Magic look bad?
That would be a reason why Magic would stay. Because LeBron can orchestrate a great team. So why didn't he take advantage of that? But Magic left because it was front office squabbles. And Magic didn't want to not come to work and get called out on it, basically.
Pitching staff is horrible. And what I don't understand is, they have so many coaches. Can't the coaches teach our pitchers to use the outside and the inside part of the plate are high and low instead of trying to throw everything down the middle of the plate?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the pitching coaches are telling the guys to do that, what you said. But it's like telling a guy and doing it are two different things. So the pitching coaches are probably giving the right advice. It's just the guy himself on the mound isn't doing it because he's not good enough. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
All right, stay tuned on the radio side of the Andrew Soundtrudis and the Fanatic Baseball Show on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for Quick Slants and the Phillies pregame show, where they will discuss Ryan Braun playing left field tonight. That's right, it's not Ryan Braun. Justin Braun, acquired by the Fire. They'll be discussing Sean Rodriguez playing left field. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.